take away their experience from them to make their mistakes. Others are fortunate to cut across to the understanding level. That's why it's not a mass evolution. It's an individual realization for each one of them. So whenever you realize it, that's your opportunity. You can't push the other people. If you are the person that has to focus on you, to get your time and space now. It's different to see it appearing in the newspaper. Things that we've been talking to you. But the reason why we're saying it is that the year of the dragon comes to an end next month, and it comes back in the year 2000. And each individual is a function of time, and therefore if you don't realize that by the way you're structured out to the atom or the element, you're going to be left out in the process, because you'll be constantly leaving yourself vulnerable to be highly harassed by the element, whose job is only to push you into a level of accepting understanding. But they will not refuse to recognize miracles or belief, but then they will phase back to the individual that miracle as belief isn't the solution. So they will let us down if we focus to depend on the miracle as a means to survive and belief as a means to survive. Elements only can see that in a child's consciousness, not in an adult's consciousness. The adult consciousness is understanding. Therefore the approval of the investiture or the Christ nature comes back in the adult consciousness, not in the child consciousness. So understanding in the end must predominate our existence. So more and more as you understand, then timing, location, and relationship increases.
The year of the snake,
and this is the be wise as a serpent. I didn't say it, I'm stuck with it. The brother Jesus said it, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. That means it's time for you to get your act of consciousness with your will and your understanding to flow for you, so that you can be in control of your existence and leaving others to wonder how you pull it off. And you don't have to boast about it, because you're applying a very simple law that you are entitled to apply, and you are proved by the elements themselves which make up the environment. So any accomplishment is already a foregone conclusion as to your structure. And you have that right to exercise it. So the elements are here to harass, so they're not here to kill. And you have every right to tell them to play somewhere else. You can't own them or tell them not to exist. So between this mutual exchange, this process of freedom can exist for the first time without fear. The person in the snake ear, they'll be more driven to act out their desires in a more refined and simplistic manner instead of showing off or trying to impress. They become more and more alert to the subtle nuances of the environment and how to cope with it, instead of leaving themselves totally vulnerable to the action. But they will seem to be moving ahead in strange ways that would make others question what makes them so lucky, or what is it that they've got that allows them to come across quicker than they were observing, and that's the subtleness and the wiseness of the serpent's consciousness by sensing the timing and then to respond. So a person born in the ear of the snake would be more liable to recognize time relationships and move in on it than the average person who is aware of it. Now, there are 12 animals, and they're paired off to be an opposite of three, because you have fire, air, water, and earth. So three of those forms relate to one of those elements in a plus, minus, neutral reaction. Three fire signs, three earth signs, three water signs, and three air signs. And in every ear of those 12 creatures representing their basic functions, that's what the condition will be. So the ear of the snake represents to be cautious, subtle, don't over-express, but how to relate in that cautious and function without being vulnerable. So you couldn't pick a better man to be the president for the ear of the snake. Mr. Bush would be around the bush looking for the quail. A quail in hell is worse than the bush. And Reagan is reneging. See, it's funny how these names come up, and they live out their lifestyle. You see that politics are all locked in. Nature's a joker in many ways to put us to act out certain roles. And therefore, we seem to lock in on this phenomena. And yet if you take the 12 years back, you see all the phenomena applied and came out in the various people that were involved in initiating the action. The same phenomena that keeps repeating itself, and that's how ancient man was able to observe his own environment and try to fit into these environments to work with. So Solomon was the first man who wrote it down by saying, there's a time, a place, and a season for everything. And modern man is now coming to realize that in terms of equipment and analysis, so forecasting or analyzing ahead how to perform, radar, how to measure, all these are different ways to give him a better functional control of his environment than to be vulnerable and unable to cope with it. So the understanding from that level is increasing, and not just the belief.
Now, you said that your snake had an arm, had actually three companions with it, a few other companions.
Yeah.
First of all, snake earth
Well.
Are you sick?
I would ask.
Can't you tell she's done? There we go.
Judy has a very good book on astrology, which does integrate that condition of the signs and the particular year.
But I didn't think it said about the animals. Where they fell into the earth, fire, the water, and
well, the 12 signs of the zodiac
are
fire, air, water, earth, divided in by three each.
Right.
So.
But they
divide up in three, and so they have to match, and in the same 12. Division of the Oriental calendar, three of each matches one of those functions.
I don't remember any of that saying that.
Now, if you look up and you'll see, the rat gets along with what other two animals in that chart? The snake and the dragon. Now, what does the ox get along with? Relating to the 12 forms, not in the year. So is a snake relating to the ox and the monkey, or is the dog relating to the pig and the rooster? Is the horse relating to the snake and the tiger? This is what we're looking at. What are the relationships of those 12?
But that book doesn't say about it. Right. It's an important.
Well, because you're setting up that relation first as a polaristic condition of the four elements. Then, within the other 12 signs of the zodiac per se, how they fit in as far as signs of water signs in that particular breakdown. So that's what you wanted to establish. What three creatures interrelate into a sign of water, fire, air, or earth? But it doesn't say it here. The starting point is the rat going to the ox, going to the tiger. Those are the first three. Then the next three is the dragon.
The rat and the dragon, that's what
we use. Yeah. But that's what we're trying to establish, what it's got there for showing. This is how they're going along. The 12 of them begins with the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse. Go on down and you'll see. We want to get the 12 of them and then see which three of them interrelate. They should have it there in your chart if that's what you're doing.
12, 5. That is the
graph. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But you have to have the order.
That's the order. We don't have all. No, no. But you have to have the right.
After the horse comes what?
You know what the ears are,
baby? Goat,
the goat, then the monkey. The goat, then after the horse comes the goat, then the monkey, right?
Right.
And then after the monkey comes the dog. No, the rooster. Comes the rooster, then the dog, then the pig. Well, we're not interested in the Western signs. We want those for. And how many of those are divided into the four? Of fire, water, air, and... So there are three for each one of them. Then, does it give compatible relationship of three?
No, only as it appears on a monkey.
Only
the
appears with two signs, like Sagittarius, Ox. If you look up Sagittarius, and an Ox.
So the Ox would shift to the fire?
No, but three of them have to be compatible in four parcels. She doesn't have it, but there are other recorded data, another chart that I've seen, where there are three of the 12 divided into four groups. The three are called the compatibles. I don't have it off, but the first three I know is the ox and the rat, but it's the third one I'm not positive. It could be either the snake or the goat, but I'm not positive. And that's why I was trying to locate that, because that's the real essence of the whole science. When you find the three relating in a plus or a fire or water and air and earth.
It doesn't work the same way that you saw these charts when you start with, one.
The Western astrology deals the 12 signs of the zodiac going through a whole year. So they will read a Sagittarian in a year of the rat, Scorpio in the year of the rat, Gemini in the year of the rat. I'm not interested in that because that doesn't tell us what we're looking for. What is more important is which of the three in the category of the 12 fits the plus representing a fire or a water or an air or an earth. This is what we're looking for. Their compatibility determines it. A person who is already a snake, born in the year of the snake, is only going to have one outstanding condition to contend with. Keep your eyes open, keep your nose open, and keep your mouth shut with your tongue between your teeth. Now, depending if you want to go to the 12 signs of the zodiac, if you're a Capricorn, or a Sagittarian or a Scorpio, then take that quality and act out the snake. So if you're bullheaded like a bull, cut down your bullheadedness and act a little more conservative like a snake. If you're very oscillating like a Gemini or like a Libra, like a scale, then don't be too obvious in your oscillation. But that's not what we're looking for.
How about a jazz horse?
You're running up your horse because the horse is ready.
But isn't it the word jazz?
The horse is a horse is one who the year of the horse is to take a challenge. So the Sagittarius is only a person who's going to do what? In the year of the horse, takes challenges.
But in the year of the snake,
he has to stop being a horse and be what? More conservative and watch where he is.
In the year of the dragon,
in the year of the dragon, you can play a Pegasus.
Play a what?
A Pegasus. Yeah, and a pig eater can indulge, lie down and roll around in the grass. If you're a horse, no, you'll be cautious of where you are. If you're a pig, in the year of the snake, you have to be cautious instead of rolling around. Instead of fooling around or taking playing all kind of mimicry, you have to... The snake tells you to face down. No matter what other sign you're in, you must face down your behavior in the year of the snake. That means to phase down.
Because it doesn't make any difference what you do.
You have to phase down, and that's what the snake represents. These falls were set up as different time intervals for the planetary reaction on your mechanism, requiring you to be more conservative. So the year 89, putting you in a certain configuration with the planets, their magnetic pull on your mechanism is a conservation pull. It doesn't matter what sign of the zodiac you're in, you're supposed to relate to that whole year as a conservative process. So early man, when the Buddha labeled it, he labeled it in these animals referring to the actual configuration of the magnetic push and pull. So all people involving in the year of the snake will be exposed to a very unusual magnetic field that requires them to be more conservative and less outspoken. The magnetic field is requiring that on your body. So to be more, so the ultimate decision in this 89 is take care of your health first and don't let the other person aggravate you to mess up your health. That's what the intent is involved in the year. You see, these are things we're trying to establish as accurate ways to relate to. So if you're going into the year of the dragon, you can take off and be more dynamic and relaxed. You're getting your health straightened out for the horse, which is business. So you straighten your health out this year, you're ready for business next year. Remember, it's a pack rat. That was a rat, when the year of the rat was a pack rat, meaning what? Collect as much data you need to know in order to function as a what? Bullheaded ox. A bullheaded ox that will butt your way through everything. So collect enough data that you know what the heck you're going to do in the year of the ox. Do you follow? So, in the year of the ox, you can challenge things.
Oh, okay. So the rat is a pack rat, very subtle.
So, if it's going to be in the year of the year of the rat is to acquire data. No matter if you're from Aries to Pisces, if you're in the year of the rat, acquire data.
So how about the rat?
The rat in the year of the snake eats the rat, so the rat is stupid to go what? Don't you understand why it says be subtle? Be wise, be watchful. That's why it was intended. You can't overdo or interact too much, you leave yourself broken down. So you have to watch it.
Dragon has always been one of the creative signs, and like the lexicography, for example, would just be a year to maybe just acquire new knowledge and maybe not so much be outdoing.
That's right. So you're coming into the snake, you're accumulating more data. Each one of the things is an indicativeness of its behavior for that particular period of time where all the other signs must learn to relate to. And that's what they're trying to say. If you're entering the year of the snake as of next month, that whole year, that magnetic frequency in the cosmos is demanding that you be more what?
Cosmic.
All right. It doesn't matter what sign you're born in the other zodiac now, the outcome of the behavior for the whole year is a cautious behavior. Be a Sagittarius, a Scorpio, a Leo. Be cautious. Don't push your nature because you'll run into magnetic reactions. And who are the magnetic reactions? The elements who are designed what? To harass you so that you get a higher level of immunity to appreciate what you got?
Doesn't matter what year, but what's the word?
When you say the word horseman wrong, taking a chance in business, enterprise?
I think
it's enterprising. It's an enterprising year. It's the year of enterprise. A horse is what? We go to what kind of races to bet on. So it's an enterprising principle. Do you understand enterprise?
Yeah, I understand enterprise. I don't see how it relates to the horse, I guess. Which animal has been referred to throughout the centuries in terms of gambling, killing, doing all the things that are highly enterprising? Name me an animal that has been used by men. And why you name a car a hot rod? Another hot rod? No. You couldn't carry a dog across the country. Yeah. the historical writing shows horse had wings first before they lost their wings, and they were restricted to land, to stay on the ground. So then they say horses were no longer able to fly off the ground. But mythologically, that's what the ideas began, the flying horse. And it was the flying vehicles. So most of the way they wanted to describe spacecraft, they would always describe it as a flying horse. And even when we look at the capability of motion in transport and power, we gauge the terminology in terms of horsepower, not bird power or dog power. So that's what the recognition has been given to the horse, a carrying power and a enterprising power. So the 12 signs gave out their own overall specificness, but each person in the year has an interaction in that particular year. So that's how you line it up. But if you can take the 12 and set them up as structural patterns for the year, then you have the working format. But what I'm most concerned is that out of those same 12, we have a polaristic combination. And that polaristic combination is set to defy the four elements. So.
I was wondering also, Donald, and I realize you don't have all the information, you can't say this, but then are the astrological signs, the animal signs, blood signs, and the hypo and hyper all connected?
Yes, they're all connected. That's the essence of what you're looking for more. Because your blood type comes on the 4 times 2. 4 times 2. Plus and minus, and there are 4 varieties. A, B, A, B, O. So still 4 plus minus, that's 2. In opposition to the momentum of the metabolic rate. And if you were to put them in a fire sign, water sign, air sign, and earth sign, you'd find that A is a air type. B is a water type. And AB is a fire type. And O is an earth type. That's how they would classify them under the category of water, fire, air, and earth.
So if you're an A, it has no air in the chart.
Yeah, but then that's where we will find what the tendencies of that illnesses tend to do with that A type blood. Having no earthness in your chart and you're an O type, you're forced to grung. And therefore, at certain times of the year, the grunging would become obvious. And it would be in the earth signs that you're forced to take the confrontation. So in the earth sign month of the year, you would say in the month of January, it's Capricorn, you'd have to do more stability watching what you do in the month of January. In the month of Taurus, which is May, you have to watch your stability, otherwise you start flying off your handle. And if you look back over the years, those are the months you have the most stress levels. Then you go on to the middle of the, where you would be in September, that's Libra. No, Virgo, because Virgo is a Virgo is the earth sign, Libra is the air. So in the month of Virgo, again, that would be the one you have to control. No, you have to control your flighty headed attitude or taking chances with yourself, going off and being irresponsible.
But that would be just the opposite than to me. I would have to get more freer doing the airplane.
No.
You have a lot of earth.
Right, yeah, I have a lot of earth and fire and water.
Your ear is lacking. In your ear, if ear is lacking, that means you have to watch your ear and don't try to go off. Wherever what is missing, you have to watch that. What you have enough, you don't have to watch. If you're A type and you don't have enough, and A is an ear, and you don't have enough air, it means it tells you what? You're lacking air. You don't want to go in the months of air to be what? Take chances unnecessarily. So the month of air would be what from January to December. So in the month of February, you don't take so many chances with air. In the month of, what's the next air sign? June. Now, the next air sign will be what? That would be Libra. If you look back over the years, those are the 3 months in the year, and in those signs, did you find yourself falling apart or doing things that were irrational? And that's what we're trying to point out to you. Your blood type tells you your deficiency. See? So that's what you think is, it's really irrational accident you're using.
Yeah, I have my sisters, I have no water in my chart.
Okay. Or but you are what blood type? Your A blood type, so if you don't have any water, then you have to look to the months that are more threatening to you, and those would be the water months. Now, a water month would be Aquarius. No, I'm sorry, that's Pisces. So, Pisces would be February or March. No.
March.
So the month of March in Pisces, you have to watch your water reaction.
July,
that's Cancer, and the next one is Scorpio,
which
is November. Those are the 3 months you have to watch your reaction and not take chances with anything that will tend to wash you away.
So whatever we don't have in our chart,
that's what
you
be careful those months,
for
right? Yeah. So the braces are set to insulate you against that. So that's why you have braces setting up for these particular shunts. So that's a water sign. The other, so the water sign comes back. You have Pisces, you have Cancer, and you have Scorpio. Those, so when the bracelet is set up, even when it's set up, we have to watch for the shunt when the magnetic field of the planetary systems at that time of the year are going to push you to do the impractical.
Other questions.
Remember, the elements are designed to harass you, so what are they going to do? They have to harass you in those moments when you're more liable to what? Be irrational.
That's where they get, they start acting on you.
Yes.
That's your strongest pull.
That's your strongest pull, yeah.
If you're a plus or a minus blood type, does that just indicate the proneness to the disease?
Yeah. No, I'm always earth type blood. So that means I have to watch what. Don't be overly what? Well, what is it? Grounded, right. Don't be overly grounded. And in the months of overly grounded is what? Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. Now, Virgo and Taurus are the most grounding earth signs in my chart. They ground me down more. Now that's how come I discovered the other technology of the chart. What sign you are as a male, the female should be defined behind as a compensatory relationship. That's a backup. That's the other astrological law that is set up by nature as the compensatory law. So, fire should not marry a water sign, because a water sign precedes a fire sign. So your contribution has a better relationship.
The one that's proceeding.
So
whatever one you fall in, even if it's in the
spot, yeah, it's
still the one that's
so you're still going to carry the one ahead. The reason why you're carrying the one ahead, the mother is carrying you in the womb. You're a year before you're born, you know, not a year after you're born. 9 months in the womb is already carrying you in that frame of energy.
So would I be most compatible with a Pisces male or a Sagittarian female?
You're a Capricorn? Then the male has to be Sagittarian. The fire must precede the earth. So, what is the what does fire need to make it burn? Wood. Now, if the wood is put in front and you light the match to it, and you keep adding fire to it, what happens to the wood? It burns out too fast, right? But if the fire is going, and you add the wood to it progressively, what happens to the fire? And that's exactly what we're talking about, the real presence. That's why Solomon, you see, Solomon was the first person to observe that pattern when he said, there's a time and a place and a season for everything. It was in the terms of the temperature reaction between the two that set up the process. Putting the earth sign as a male, the fire sign should be the female. Now, if you are, so if the man is a Taurus, then the woman should be what? The one behind. And what is behind Taurus? Gemini. So the air helps the tree, or helps the wood to do what? If the wind blows down the tree, was that any asset to it? So if you put the man behind, if the man is a Gemini and the woman is the earth sign, what happens to the wind to the tree? Good. Now, the male is a dilator and the female is a what? So therefore, where would you put the constrictor? In front or behind the...
Well, we had it depending on the weekend, so I was thinking about the game. But that's because the female comes first, like a Leo takes a chance.
No, it cannot be. The female is not in front of the male. It's one behind the other. So the male is in front of you. You're following the male, not the male following you. He'll burn you up. You're a Leo. You're a fire sign. What is the sign preceding a Leo? So that's a water sign. You're going to help that water to what? That's why you have to watch that side as a water side. It can out you. Anyone who is a water side behind you will out you.
Behind you would out you. But in front of you won't do that.
Which side are you? Cancer? You'll be
heating
up the water.
Moon.
The water.
Do you know how to read the signs from Aries to
yeah.
Pisces? How do they go? Aries is what?
It's one.
What? Aries is what type? No. The next one is what? Now, if you have a man and a woman in the room, which one should be first and which should be the second? One is Taurus and one is Aries.
Taurus should be
Aries.
No, Taurus should be
Aries. Yeah. All right,
we've
got Taurus
should
be the man.
And so we want to keep him for Aries.
Wait.
So...
No, right.
You have to...
Aries should be the woman.
Aries should be the man. Aries should
be the man.
Man
and...
No,
Taurus
should be the man. No,
Taurus
should be the man at our house.
At
my house.
Taurus should be the man, Aries should be the woman.
Right.
No,
Taurus should be the woman.
One is a fire sign and one is an earth sign. Which will out which one?
Earth would put out fire.
Earth would put out fire if it did what? So if it came in front of it, it'll out it. So if the fire is in front of the wood, the earth sign is a wood, it will feed the fire to make it grow. Otherwise, if it went in front, it'll crumble the fire, and that's the end of it. Now, by the same token, you have the earth sign and the fire behind. The fire can also burn up the wood too fast. There's no control by a fire behind a wood. When you make a oven there and you light it, would you turn on a high-powered a fire machine to burn your wood up to light it in your fireplace? That's the first and last time you light your wood up. So the wood is there and you start the fire what? On a slow basis to light it up. And you feed the fire.
So does that mean
the woman?
Therefore, it means that the man who's a dilator should be an Aries, and the woman which is a constrictor should be a Taurus. And if that sequence, it one feeds the other. But if you put the woman in front of the man, what will happen in the end? She'll get burned up so fast, before you know they're pulling in opposite directions. They have no relationship.
So in that case, the fire is behind?
No. The male is the fire, Aries. It comes in front of the Taurus, which is the earth sign, which is the female. It's in that secret it goes.
So the man comes first, and then the woman.
Why is he coming first? It's not because he's a man. Tell me why. Give me a physical reality why he's coming first.
Because he's a dilator.
Therefore, a fire is a dilating principle. An earth is a what? If you put it before the fire, what would happen to the fire in the end? It burned down or burn up. But if you put the fire first, and then you feed it to the earth, which is a whatever, what would the fire do? Grow?
Well, or if it got too hot,
then you begin to understand
right.
Where they get the statement, behind every woman is a powerful man.
We can think about that one. Who said that?
No, what we're looking at in all objective functions in terms of relationship, we're dealing with temperature because that's what the elements set us up as a push-pull reaction. They don't have a right to kill us, but they sure have a right to harass the hell out of us. But to set it up where the relationship and the harassment is not a destruct but a contribution, it is set up by that process of where one nurtures the other instead of one tearing away and burning up each other. So fire could not be nurtured if the thing that supports it in front of it will burn up too fast. But it could be nurtured if what supports it is behind it. So since the male is a dilator, he should be the Aries, and the female, which is a constrictor, she should be the Taurus. But when you reverse it, and I've seen it over and over, when they reverse, they burn up and go up and have all kind of problems. But then when they reverse back to what the sequence is, they get along fantastic. You are going to warm him up to make him what? Active to relate to you so he doesn't out your fire. And his water wouldn't be cold and damp. His water wouldn't be cold and damp. So he's not boiling away. Because the constrictive part of the female part stays in the fire as a controllable function of the fire. The dilating part of the water is to splash all over. But if you put that in front of the other, you could knock it out. Now you'll find, I was married to an earth sign, but the distal point was too far, so what happened? We never got along properly. Because I am fire sign, they're earth sign, I'm Sagittarius, and they were Taurus. It's too far apart. There was, we could never bridge because there's another earth sign in between. What was the other earth sign in between? A Virgo or a Libra, which one?
Virgo.
The Virgo. So that was coming as a compression pattern, blocking the communication. The nearest one to me, again, would be what? Virgo, but then I would be burning them again. It's a compression. So the other two are too far apart, but they were ahead. So what is the fire going to be doing to the earth and the wood? It's going to cause too much reaction.
I have a question. I'm an Aries with a Pisces rising, and through the Taurus, so
we're
perfect. So then it balances out.
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to imagine you?
Yeah.
So there's a question to the rule because depending on your rising.
As long as you come in the proximal relationship between, and there's no other sign in between, there is a compensatory condition. That's what the Eastern philosophers and astronomers all have recognized. If two signs come close to one each other, they are the compensation for their condition. And therefore, it's how they are set up in their compensation. No, but it won't work. So the compensation is set up. The compensation is set up.
I don't know how it's
probably my husband who was an Aries, and I'm an Earth sign.
Mm-hmm.
There's practically,
Oh, your Earth symbol, what sign were you born under?
I was born under Leo.
And that's still fire, so you will need, you have to watch the month where Earth signs came in so that you wouldn't feel threatened by those months and conditions in those months without your activity. So I would say, in the month of May, as a Leo, you would have problems. In the month of Virgo, you would have problems. In the month of Capricorn, you'd have problems. Because those are the Earth months. And those are the months that are deficits. And they are the ones that are going to threaten your fire sign. Even though you're O, but the O is the Earth sign. Your actual sign of the zodiac is fire.
Okay.
Your blood is an O type that relates to Earth.
Okay.
The month where Earth is involved is a threat to you wherever you function in that particular year with your blood type as an O type, which is Earth. The months of Earth will be a threat to you as a fire sign.
Okay.
Do you follow me so far?
Yeah.
So as a Leo, being a fire sign, and a blood type being an O, months of Earth are a threat to your mechanism. If you were to get married, you'd have to marry a person who would be a water sign in front of you so that you'd be a compensatory condition. So that compensation is there when you're running into an Earth month. All right, let's say now, if you were married to a Cancer as a Leo, right? Then the nearest Earth month would be what?
Virgo.
So that Earth month is behind Leo. Virgo is behind, right? So that Earth month of Virgo, instead of being vulnerable to your own emotions, with a compensation of a water sign as a husband in a Cancer, that would act. What would water, earth, and air do, or fire do together? You take earth, you take water and the fire, what would you get? There's a compensation, the earth will it be wet by the water? It's not going to be a powdery type of earth that's going to out the fire. Oh, all right. So the fire will steam it up, and then the earth will come like a what? So it's a compensatory function.
I'm an
old story.
So what would be my compensatory?
Your compensatory month is. You're already in Earth sign.
Yeah.
And so, Earth is not a threat to you.
What would be the threat?
The threat to you would be the air.
Yeah.
Does that
involve
Earth-based combination?
Yeah. If you're the same, if you're, like, I'm a fire sign, but I'm a, that's a threat. If I was a fire sign with an A blood type, I wouldn't worry. Because the type and the blood are matching already, they're compatible. But when they're not, then you have to watch those months of that are opposite to it. So if I have to watch all my Earth months, because they are threats to my, except the closest one, which is a compensatory condition.
That's why it's on my air.
That's right.
Well, A is air,
so
right?
So if I'm an A blood type and I'm a fire
sign,
I don't
have
to.
I thought A is air.
A is air,
yeah? Air and fire are okay.
This is the thing, like,
it's
earth.
Yeah.
What about air, water?
A-type is an air type. B-type is a water. And AB is a fire type.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be an A B with a badge from that house.
Right.
So like for me, I'm A with whatever software. So yeah, but I wanted to ask you, I guess I expected in a relationship that with the opposite sex, do I look for the next, like okay, it's air I view it as expanding.
The sign behind you should be the female. Very simple to remember. Then yeah, that's simple. You're an Aries?
No.
You're not an Aries?
No.
So what's the sign behind?
No, it's Cancer.
You read the signs from Aries going downwards to Pisces. So the first sign is Aries, the second sign behind it is a Taurus, the third sign behind it is Gemini, the fourth sign behind it would be Cancer, the fifth sign behind it, do you follow the sequence that you're going? So now your sign is what?
Gemini,
therefore the one behind it would be Cancer. That tells you air sign, male, must have
Earth sign behind it?
Water.
Cancer water, right.
So it's a compensation. Now, if the air blows the water, what happens to the water? It evaporates too fast. If the water is there in the room with the air, what we have? A modified humidity. So that, would you see, what is feeding the other? One is the constricting function, one is the dilate. You don't want the dilating function behind the constrictor. Otherwise, it'll shoot away.
Okay. So the air is the constrictor. Right.
No. The air is the dilator and the water is the constrictor. Which one is the earth?
Male is water and female is earth.
Now, listen to that, that combination would be...
That's my marital combination.
All right, you are the earth sign. Therefore, you are a Taurus or what, a Virgo. You're the Virgo.
And
so, he's going to flush to... The water will be... So this will be a compensation, the air will be a compensation to the phasing down the rush of the water to the earth.
But the idea
the ideal
male,
right.
A male wheel, a male fireman.
Yes.
That I could see.
Yes.
Really go to the park and find
then you have to watch them. So, but then you have to watch those months where Earth is present and where water is present. It tends to do that.
So,
know, what would be like a cancer with kind of a
cancer with earth rising. Because it will be water and earth to compensate for the fire. Yes, because then it will mold something instead of blowing away something. You use fire to what? Cook objects made of solid mass and water. Bread is made of water and what? And water. So you have the earth representing the flour and the water representing the liquid you cook to make something solid, a fire. So that kind of combination would mold something.
Remember, you wanted to be the coffee babysitter. You got one right here.
This is your option. You are given the investiture by the creative intelligence. It was, I didn't give it to you. It's given, so what is your option?
You're elemental.
I'm stuck in it, so I gotta sing it too. So that's the whole essence of it. The first word is what? We love you. So the love is the thing that you're generating for them to interact. Now remember, we love you, we love you, we love you. Or their elementals we do. Then it specifies what they are. Beings of air, fire, and water. And beings of earth, we love you. Then the I am presence is the integrating of how they come together. I am presence, free all elementals, the great and small. I am presence, to them give protect. So that I am presence is the integrating timing of how they come together to relate so that they are compensatory to each other. I'm going to be exposed to the three elements as a fire sign, I have to relate to a way where it is not destructive to me, but it's compensatory to me. So this way, the thought has to go out, and eventually these thoughts move to manifest it.
Well, at the end of the thing, I'm learning a lot about the side, and
no, you can't do that. You don't tell them what to do.
If you're in turmoil or you want something, you think about your own.
Your turmoil is not your turmoil in the first place. Who gave you a turmoil? The elements gave you a turmoil because the elements want to see if you what. Good.
Yeah.
So, if you want to live, to live, you tell the elements you love them now. They got to organize to allow you to live by recognizing that you have the authority to say to them. But if you want to live to die, they'll provide you situations to let you go through that. So, you can't tell them what to do. You have to tell the elementals, here is my investiture, you organize where I live to live. And they will make the adjustment, otherwise they make the adjustment for the opposite condition. The elements have to do their adjustment by magnetism. They provide an outlet for living to die by magnetism. What would that magnetism be? Attraction or repulsion?
Depends upon what?
If you live with the idea of living to die, what is the elements going to provide? What kind of a magnetism? A repulsion. If you're living to live, what type of magnetism will they provide? So you can't tell them how to do it. You don't know what to do in the first place. You have to wait for what? The adjustment for what is necessary to be attracted to you, called abundant life.
She
deserved what she got to the dog because she focused on one and didn't focus on the other because of her fear and her doubt until she realized that she can't tell what the thing was supposed to do. Then she would begin, but she had to learn her mistake by doing it. In the future, she wouldn't do that because you're not here to tell the elementals what to do. You're here to confront the situation. The elementals already know. I am presence, free all elementals, the great and small. I am presence, through them, give protection to all. Well, how is these elements going to do? You can't tell them how to do it. They know what to do by attraction and repulsion. And that's what you have to clear in your mind. You're not telling the elements how to do the work. You are telling the elements, this is your investiture. Now you guys go to work and put me in the state where I have to function and not break down.
I'm trying to figure out, I hear what you're saying. I don't want to tell them what to do. I want to know when it's appropriate and how to use it. Like, in the morning I get up and I sing the song four times and it's carried through the day. But if then I confront dogs, do I then sing the song to those dogs so they're not going to attack me? Or is it because I got up in the morning and sang four verses all day? What's the joke?
Thank you.
Most of us have a deep feeling to question what is life and how do we relate to it. In the agricultural heritage of way back in time, that feeling was filled with consciousness and value. God is a grave, give off thunder, and all the different conditions that surround us and make life happy and miserable. As the years go by, men then question, is it really somebody up there doing it, or is there more to it that we have to get from? And then we look around and see every day new ideas allow us to gain better control of the environment. We seem to wake up with ideas coming in the head. And then we question, are they really safe from some invisible place? In the meantime, our fear hammers our head. You have to live a certain way before you be loved. Very funny. Then we hear others who come in with give their lives to tell us. There's nobody living in a throne to their people. My coat is very healing. My God is a God of the living and not of the dead. In simple language that we say, there's nobody sitting in a throne ready to their people. Then you question yourself, are these fools all these centuries right up to this moment with the idea of having this done? Where have I lived for this truth? And then every belief system has produced people will defy the conditions that get into the mind. But even before we look at the human being and see some unusual qualities in their mechanism after death, we've already got a model of one of the most unique phenomena in nature that confronts all of us from the dawn of time up to now. It's a little worm called caterpillar. And all it does is keep it with the butterfly wing. And butterflies don't rust. But I sure brought up a lot of caterpillars in my days of research, and they all do rust. Now they came before me. If that tells me anything, I'm missing the boat. The idea that I've got to get to die. So when you look back at all the historical facts, the ones that are presenting themselves to be scientific facts, they are seeing an unusual phenomenon that persists in our time. That phenomenon, an ongoing of life. The benefit can be to seek the awful opportunity, the luck of harassment, even call it death. And a double rated in a short of dead people. What would God give for the dead, a short of dead people? We have a devil to be the short of dead people. So common sense will show you. We've been programmed so long with words to attend to fill their faith in certain facts about life itself. And then we have to look back at the models that have transcended that type of thinking. Their life, their examples that offer man today. Purpose of existence. That is to live life. Yeah. And if he lives it, or she lives it, for him that's overcoming. I will not say something. But I live in a very clear culture. That's the foregone promise to life. Whenever you and I grasp the moment in the now to accept the reality of your eternalness in your struggle, you have overcome all the belief systems that have conducted against you and proven you to live to life. So, what is offered to man is the greatest opportunity to rise above living to die and grasp the moment to live to live. That's the essence of this feeling inside of you. Is driving you constantly to look for something to relate to it for your own journey. Yet, a strange phenomenon occurs every day in your life that makes you feel vulnerable, that you may not be able to cope with. And that's the phenomenon that most of us last night when you were sound asleep, and you know what sound asleep is, right? Yes. Did you know if you were a man or a woman when you were sound asleep? You do that for the day you're born, out of this very moment, go to sleep. And then you're stuck with sleep. You don't know if you're a man. When you wake up, you'll argue till you're blue in the face that you're a woman or a man. And that's the one condition that God is either condemned or God is for. He didn't condemn for nothing else, other than for the sheep of God. He told them, come pray a while with me. And they tried to do it an hour and they turned around, they were all condemned. And right there and then, if Big Daddy unplugs you, that's the noise. You know, you ain't gonna breathe no more, you don't wake up that day. So the earth provides an opportunity for you to go back into it, 6 feet under, and maybe rest in peace, so you decide you wanna go to bed. And then all the illusions of the heaven and hell, all this. Continue in your electrical field of instruction to harass you until you decide once and for all to find out what are you. Not too much. When you know what you are, it's over. All the searching, all the anguish, all the frustration, and the confusion. You know, you were told to have dominion over the universe. Therefore, by this way, four acres of land on the earth. Two acres or half a block or something. Then you're told the whole universe. Okay, see, this is the board. So, that is why the ancient man knew the truth. But he spoke it in agricultural language.